This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi engaged with leaders of Oman, Jordan, France and Malaysia in a series of high-level diplomatic conversations. Discussions centered on de-escalating tensions in West Asia while reaffirming India's commitment to dialogue, diplomacy and regional stability. During his talks with leaders of Oman and Jordan, Mr. Modi also appreciated their efforts in facilitating the safe return of Indian nationals stranded in the region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said during his conversation with Sultan of Oman, Hefim bin Tariq, he reiterated India's strong condemnation of the violation of Oman's sovereignty and territorial integrity. During his interaction with King of Jordan, Abdullah II, Prime Minister Modi remarked that attacks on energy infrastructure in West Asia are condemnable and can lead to avoidable escalation. Mr. Modi affirmed that India and Jordan stand in support of unhindered transit of goods and energy. The Prime Minister said during the conversation with French President Emmanuel Macron, both the leaders looked forward to continuing coordination to advance peace and stability in the region and beyond. Mr. Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim during their talks discussed the deeply concerning situation in West Asia. Prime Minister Modi also extended his greetings to him on the occasion of the upcoming festival of Hari Raya Adil Fitri. Tensions in West Asia remain high following a series of assassinations, airstrikes and attacks on critical energy infrastructure. Addressing a media briefing in Washington, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Iran will face the largest strike package yesterday, asserting that the ongoing war will end on America's terms. Meanwhile, Israeli strikes have pushed deeper into Lebanon, hitting central Beirut, including the Basta and Zuqaq al-Balat areas. In a coordinated diplomatic response, foreign ministers from 12 Arab and Islamic countries issued a joint statement in Riyadh condemning Iranian missile strikes on civilian infrastructure. Across the Gulf, air defense systems remain on high alert as threats to energy infrastructure persist. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday entered his office in the new building of the Ministry of Defence, Kartavya Bhavan 2. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that in the state-of-the-art building, Ministry of Defence will continue its work to further strengthen India's security framework with renewed energy and complete dedication. The minister stated that India's defence system will become even more robust. The government has said that 100% supply of domestic pipe natural gas, PNG and compressed natural gas, CNG, for transportation purposes has been assured across the country. Joint Secretary in Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi yesterday. She said around 1,25,000 domestic and commercial PNG connections have been issued within the span of 2 weeks to ensure uninterrupted energy supply to consumers. The Joint Secretary said the situation regarding LPG is concerning, but there is no risk of a complete stock out. BJP has released its second list of candidates for the state assembly elections. This list of 111 names includes several notable figures such as former Union Minister of State Nishad Pramanik, who will contest from Mathabhanga in Cooch Bihar. Left Front also yesterday announced the names of 32 candidates in a second phase for the upcoming assembly election. In the list, there are 3 women candidates. Delhi yesterday witnessed light to moderate rainfall as sudden weather changes triggered thunderstorms across several areas, including Noida, Ghaziabad and Greater Noida. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim, along with an orange colour warning for heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh today. And in the Orleans Masters Badminton, Tanvi Sharma, Ishani Barua and Malvika Bansal have stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals at Palais des Sports in France. Indian men's doubles duo of Arjun Madathil Ramachandran and Hariharan Amasa Karunan have also entered quarterfinals at Palais des Sports in France. And that is the end of this news bulletin.